All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Brooke. Lovely.
All right. Brooke's got the shock caller. Well, she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
A few decades ago, there was one feature that you could find all over this country. In fact, in 1974, there were approximately 500,000 of them scattered around the U.S. in public areas like parks, bus stations, and restaurants. But thanks to several lawsuits, the government decided to ban them. And by 1980, they were almost completely gone from the U.S. What is it?
Alive back then, Jeffrey? I don't know. At first, I thought it was going to be payphone booths.
Yeah, that's what I was
lawsuits,
my first instinct.
And they were gone by the 80s. Something that was. Could. Why would you sue? Oh, what if it was something to do with playgrounds? Kids' playgrounds.
Oh, I bet you, yeah, something on a playground.
I'm
that
just
they
trying
had.
To think of what you would do a lawsuit over. And I know, like, schools stopped carrying swings for a while because there was too many lawsuits. Like
what about those teeter-totter things? Do they still have those?
Yeah, or the...
I feel like... Or what about the spinny ones? What would you call it? Like, it's kind of like a merry-go-round, but you, like, spin your friends so fast they literally fly off.
And that was the fun part of it.
I guess it'd be even better. Zip lines. But I feel like a couple parks are bringing back zip lines.
They had zip lines in actual parks?
Yeah, they have them in parks in our city.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
A few decades ago, there was one feature that you could find all over this country. In fact, in 1974, there were approximately 500,000 of them scattered around the U.S. in public areas like parks, bus stations, and restaurants. But thanks to several lawsuits, the government decided to ban them. And by 1980, they were almost completely gone from the U.S. What is it?
Bus stations.
Like it's like those little
bus
rides.
Stations and but what would be at a bus station and a restaurant?
I think a playground, you're right. You guys should go with that answer. Like swings in the bus station. You're onto something.
I didn't listen to your question fully, and I'm like, I don't think they had teeter-totters at the bus stop.
I don't think you guys were on the right track with that one.
Did they have something other than the toy claw machines? Because those are still popular. But
I don't know if they had those at bus stations.
It had to be something like that, you know? Like, not the claw machines.
They had a weird guy outside playing the toy claw. Hey, kids, I'm a toy claw. Put a quarter in me.
Oh, no.
What would be at a bus station and a restaurant?
Yeah.
That's what I can't figure out.
Is that something to do with money? Like, you need to know?
You know there's people that were alive in the 70s right now that have to be texted in. We're not allowed to look at the text board during the question because it's considered cheating. I have
What about those cigarette vending machines?
Oh, that's not bad.
Hey.
They had those at restaurants
lot. Now they're like just casinos pretty much.
Yeah, they should bring them back to restaurants and smoking
that.
Section.
Cigarette vending machine.
For decades, there was one feature that could be found all over the country. In 1974, there were over 500,000 of them, but by 1980, they were almost all gone. The reason they were removed is because so many people filed lawsuits claiming the installations violated their human rights and the government agreed it wasn't fair to charge people money to use public pay toilets. So they had them all removed.
You just have to pay?
You just have to pay to use a toilet.
You used to have to pay 10 cents in order to use a public bathroom.
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with that? Keeps it cleaner in there.
It keeps the bathroom cleaner, but I feel like it keeps the area outside the bathroom a lot dirtier.
It actually didn't keep them cleaner. People got angry that they had to pay and they would trash them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that makes
sense. 10 cents.
10 cents.
Make 10 cents. I'm writing all over this thing.
It wouldn't work now. Who owns 10 cents? Right. Nobody has cents.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John, so you can sing that before you get shot.
All right. I think it's on. So don't go breaking my heart. I won't go breaking your heart. Don't go breaking my. Don't go breaking my. Don't go breaking my heart.
Anything that you missed on the show, you can find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve Bobblehead Boyd and Jeff Bobbinhead DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.